Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House is warning House Republicans Ukraine needs help now following Russian President Putin's year-end address on the war. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Vladimir Putin said Russia now has more than 600,000 troops in Ukraine, and they'll keep fighting till there's a peace agreement or a Ukrainian surrender.
Israel says it expects to wrap up its current phase of their offensive against Hamas in Gaza in 2 or 3 weeks, but it won't be the end of the war. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.
It will take and require a long period of time. It will last more than several months, but we will win and we will destroy them.
The numbers are in, and U.S. retail sales were up in November thanks to holiday shopping. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
Some of the winners on the retail front are bars and restaurants, those selling online, and sporting goods. Auto sales accelerated after the end of the UAW strikes.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Milwaukee next Wednesday to talk about his economic policy plans and highlight recent small business gains in Wisconsin. It's not clear where the president will be or for how long. University Wisconsin regents are changing course and voting for a deal they rejected Saturday. Among other things, the universities get employee pay raises in exchange for downsizing diversity offices. Amy Bogus changed her vote after assurances diversity is still key to the system's strategic plan.
We will hold their feet to the fire on this, and by adopting this resolution, it does not reduce or eliminate that accountability for them or for us.
The deal also paves the way for a new engineering building on the Madison campus. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Building Commission and Governor Tony Evers have signed off on the project to build a new science and health sciences building at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. The $340 million project will replace Phillips Hall on the lower campus, and construction is expected to begin in July of 2024. The construction project is expected to take over 2 years to complete. The university also plans to turn the torn-down Phillips Hall site into additional parking and green space. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has decided it will not hear a challenge to school choice in the state just yet. The lawsuit was filed by Kirk Bangstad, the owner of Minocqua Brewing. It claims that school choice violates the Wisconsin Constitution and hurts the state's public school system. The newly liberal court decided that the challenge to the school choice program must first go through the lower courts before they would rule on it. Supporters of school choice say ending it would hurt over 50,000 Wisconsin kids. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Giannis with a new franchise record. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 64 points last night as the Bucks whipped the Pacers 140-126. 64 points with 13 rebounds, the most points scored in a single game in franchise history, surpassing Michael Redd's 57 points in 2006 against the Utah Jazz. But disappointment after the game. Giannis says the Pacers did not give him the ball to keep as a souvenir, even though the game was in Milwaukee.
Can you confirm that you have the game ball from tonight?
I really don't know. I have a ball, but I don't know if it's a game ball. It doesn't feel like the game ball to me.
College basketball. The Badgers host Jacksonville State tonight at 6. The Wisconsin Badgers volleyball team to face Texas in the NCAA semifinals tonight in Tampa. That's at 8:30. Packers pretty banged up after losing to the Giants and getting ready for the Buccaneers.
Obviously, just throughout this week, it's going to be a little bit lighter week. We had a walkthrough today, have a walkthrough tomorrow, just kind of let guys get their bodies back.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 49 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 31. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a few afternoon showers, 45, with rain possible on Friday night into early Saturday. The weekend will be partly cloudy with highs in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you live statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it was made in the last 24 hours. I'm going to start with the lead story. The Republicans voted to launch an impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden without any basis whatsoever. And one way that is manifested is the vote. The vote was 221 to 212. 221 to 212. Absolutely a partisan vote. This guy, Mike Johnson, the speaker, back when Trump was impeached, said you should not have one-party impeachments. Remember something with Trump. They were bipartisan. Yes, they were largely Democratic, but there were a number of Republican congressmen who voted to impeach him. And then on the conviction phase in the Senate, Romney voted to convict him in the first impeachment for trying to blackmail Zelensky into starting an investigation into Joe Biden. Trump said he withheld weapons from him so they couldn't defend themselves against the Russians. And then the second impeachment, there were eight or so Republican senators who voted to convict him. And there were many Republican congressmen who voted for the impeachment. This was simply a campaign tactic to benefit Trump because Trump called for it and they're all afraid of Trump. 221, every Republican who voted for it. 212 were the Democrats. Every Democrat opposed it. Remember, George Santos did not vote because he is thrown out on his ear. And apparently there was one other individual. He may have been one of the so-called moderate Republicans who is in one of the 18 congressional districts that Joe Biden carried, and they're afraid they quicken their boots over their reelection. But 221, every Republican who voted for it. 212, every Democrat voted against it. Jim Jordan, afterwards, he's going to be the one leading this thing on the Judiciary Committee. They are going to move to hold Hunter Biden in contempt because he didn't appear beyond closed doors for his deposition yesterday. And in the meantime, Jim Jordan, blasted Biden, father, Joe Biden, the son, Hunter. And you know something? Jim Jordan had a subpoena for him to show up for his deposition. It was a subpoena from the January 6th committee. which is authorized by Congress. It was a congressional subpoena. And he just blew it off. And professional courtesy, they did not refer him for prosecution. They could have. Perhaps they should have. I would have. Maybe they thought that Merrick Garland wouldn't do it. Merrick Garland was dragging his feet, even going after Trump for the insurrection. Mitt Romney said, when the impeachment vote went down, that if he'd had a chance to vote on it, but he can't because he's in the Senate, he would have voted against a Biden impeachment. Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who's in the Senate now, said, quote, there is no evidence that Joe Biden is guilty of anything. The Republicans in the Senate get it. This thing has no chance of going anywhere, because even if they investigate and they wring their hands, and let's say they have an actual impeachment vote. First of all, this is only to authorize an inquiry into impeachment to support their subpoenas. Now, the average person in the public doesn't understand that or pay any attention to that. What's the difference between an inquiry to gather evidence for impeachment and the impeachment itself? I don't think there's ever been a time in American history that somebody that they launched an impeachment inquiry and didn't end up in impeachment. Certainly not with Andrew Johnson. Certainly not with Richard Nixon, although Richard Nixon resigned before he could have been impeached. They went to him privately, the Republicans, and said, you're toast. Bill Clinton, you know, they launched the inquiry and then they impeach. So it's a fascinating question here, what they think they're doing. I know what they're doing. They're trying to say, well, it's a horse apiece. We have a guy, yeah, he was impeached twice. Yeah, he launched an insurrection. People got killed. Five people got killed. 140 D.C. police officers were out on medical leave, some with concussions, with depressions, with brain injuries, some of them. Several committed suicide afterwards. Yeah, I know. And oh, and he has 91 felony indictments. Well, yeah, I guess I know that. 91 felony indictments. And this is a guy who lost the election in 2020. He was responsible for their losing it in 2018 and responsible for their losing the congressional elections in 2022. Yeah, I know that. But now we have Biden being investigated. They'll drop the word investigated. And so it's a horse apiece. That is what they are trying to do. Muddy it up. Throw some mud. That is what they're trying to do. Now, the deeper question is going to be, they're going to look at this thing. Hunter Biden gave a pretty good statement. He said, look, I've done some bad things. You know, I'll take my medicine, but my dad had nothing to do with anything I did. He had nothing at all to do with my businesses. He didn't financially benefit, wasn't on the board and anything. They are not going to have any evidence to actually impeach him. So the question is, how long do they drag it out? How long do they drag it out? This is December. The election is next November. That's 11 months, a little less than 11 months now. We're moving to the middle of December. They're caught between a rock and a hard place. If they drag it out for 11 months and just say, we're investigating. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. We're sniffing around. We're investigating. People aren't going to fall for that. And Biden will say, hey, look, guys, fish are cut bait. You got something? Fine. You don't? Get out of here. If, on the other hand, they put it to a vote, they can't be sure it'll pass. Now, the reason I say that is 18 Republicans are in seats that Joe Biden won. They're going to have a hard enough time, quite frankly, right now, a hard enough time going to the people, their constituents, and saying, oh, listen, I have nothing against Joe Biden. I like Joe Biden. I mean, I know he got your vote. I like Joe Biden. I simply want to get the camel's nose under the tent. I want to sniff around. Why do you want to sniff around? You already have 10,000 documents or more. I want to sniff some more. That's not a good look. On the other hand, if it is put to an actual impeachment vote and it doesn't pass, that's going to be very bad for the Republicans. You have Fitzgerald, he's the idiot in the 5th congressional district in this state, who said we should go to impeachment right now. That's what he said yesterday. Why do we need an inquiry? Go to impeachment. He thinks that's going to what? Help him in Waukesha and Washington County? People in Waukesha and Washington County make up their own minds. I'm going to go to the lines. Dan of Green Bay, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dan?
Yeah, how are you today?
I'm good, Dan. Yeah, what's in your mind?
Oh, just I find your impeachment inquiry speech there interesting in the sense that on two fronts. So first of all, the Trump impeachments were a joke. Okay, there are better legal minds than you. No offense, but much more prominent legal minds than you. That
who are they? Name them.
I don't know. John Turley, lifelong Democrat. Alan Dershowitz, lifelong Democrat.
John Turley.
Oh, you
go
can
ahead.
Laugh
go
at
ahead,
it.
Dan. You're Republican, but go ahead. I want to hear your point of view.
Okay, so obviously, I mean, there are people that know the law much better than you do, who are much more well stationed to understand what's going on. Okay, so let's go past that and go to the current impeachment inquiry. Of course, they don't have a lot of evidence because the administration is stonewalling them. All they're looking for is to get the evidence that they want and to get the information they want. And they're stonewalling it, and they have, and they continue to do it. This isn't hard to understand. This is pretty simplistic.
Yeah, well, it is. And here's the thing. When you say that the Trump impeachments were somehow trivial or whatever you want to call them, he launched an insurrection, Dan, and people got killed, K-I-L-L-E-D. He tried to blackmail and essentially bribe Zelensky so he couldn't defend his country against Russia to launch a false investigation of Joe Biden. And the big thing they have, by the way, in this one, is they say that Biden intervened to get a guy fired in Ukraine when he was vice president, who was their anti-corruption head. The guy himself was corrupt. The EU wanted him out. Everybody wanted him out. The Republican Party wanted him out, and Joe Biden threw him out. He did the right thing for the United States. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gina?
Oh, thank you so much, Matt. I thought what happened was horrific. I called all the people that represent our state of Wisconsin. Of course, they voted for this impeachment, but they need to cover their own butts in the Green Bay sweep and the false elector scandal in our state that still needs to be brought out to the public and prosecuted. Of course, they're going to kowtow to hopefully they can get Trump back in so they can pardon the whole gal-dang bunch of them. But I don't know where that guy's head's been that just called him. No offense, sir, but I watched the hearings. I mean, people, if you want to see the hearings day by day and all the evidence and all the Republican witnesses, you need to go to PBS, and they'll have these, and you can go on YouTube, PBS, and there's different places that have these hearings. Just Google these hearings. And honest to goodness, you will see all the evidence that maybe you missed out on, but these are Republican witnesses. This was not, and I have to tell you, I watched the insurrection, and I called in, and I saw the different things that Trump did during his when he was in office and stuff. He pulled on the people, and I was calling Nancy Pelosi's office as an independent, saying, hey, you guys got to do something about this. You need to investigate this guy. You know, so
Gene,
anyway.
Thank you. Everybody pay attention to Gene. She, I'm not kidding, watches everything. And if she says go to PBS and do it, go to PBS and do it. Coming up, James Comer, the head of the Oversight Committee, who's going after Biden. What kind of dirty stuff is in his background?
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut.
93.5 The Tap. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat!
Got,
come on!
Okay. And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is a real beauty. This guy, James Comer, he's a Republican congressman from Kentucky. Very conservative area from Kentucky. And this is a guy who has gone after Joe Biden big time on this impeachment. And he's going to be one of the ones. He heads up the Oversight Committee. Gymnasium Jim Jordan heads up the Judiciary Committee, both going after Biden. And one of the things that James Comer has attacked Biden on is the sins of his son, Hunter Biden. And alleges that Hunter Biden has set up some shell companies that don't disclose the certain assets and all that. And Hunter Biden is very candid. He said, I have done some things, and they can go ahead and impeach Hunter Biden if they want. Although, unlike Jared Kushner, Hunter Biden does not have a role in the administration, and Joe Biden has nothing to do with his stuff. However, James Comer has a Jones about shell companies. He has a thing about shell companies. He thinks they're dishonest, doesn't like them. He can't impeach Hunter Biden, unfortunately. And so he's going after Joe Biden, who has nothing to do with any of this stuff. So some people decided to investigate James Comer. Now, James Comer, not the brightest bulb on the tree, believe me, but James Comer. And he said already there's not enough evidence to impeach Joe Biden. He said it. He says it right now. Well, here's the thing. It turns out that James Comer has at least one shell company himself. James Comer is a real estate investor in Kentucky, and he's made a hell of a lot of money. However, he discloses some of the acreage and buildings and so on that he owns on his congressional financial disclosure. But there is at least one parcel that we know of. So it's 6 acres. And it's located near a highway. What happened was the Congress rammed through some money to improve an area, perhaps it's the highway. All the facts are not clear. That's going to make this property a lot more valuable than James Comer paid for it. And he bought it from a friend of his who's a big construction guy in Kentucky and contributed heavily. I think he's given James Comer maybe $70,000 one way or the other in his career. James Comer says he's one of my best friends. So suddenly he buys these acres from his friend, but he doesn't disclose them. Now, you might say, well, he has to disclose them under the financial disclosure form. That's true, although, you know, you have the Clarence Thomas didn't bother to do it for 20 years. But, you know, James Comer is a little slyer. He's a little craftier, a little sneakier. Now, remind you, he's the head guy of the Oversight Committee going after Joe Biden, who didn't do any of this stuff. But in any event, so James Comer, a shell company, suddenly crops up, a shell company, land management and real estate company. Well, what's that? And it's not disclosed on his financial disclosure, but that's how it's listed in Kentucky. And it indicates that it is a company that his wife has an interest in. When this was raised, here's Comer's response. This is verbatim, quote, only dumb, financially illiterate people pick up on this, end quote. Quote, only dumb, financially illiterate people pick up on this. Well, not so dumb, not so financially illiterate, but certainly people picking up on it because you're going after Joe Biden, who didn't do something, and you lied and said he did, just attributing his son to Joe, and then you yourself actually did it. So let's do a Q&A right now with James Comer. Do you deny that you own 6 acres that have been significantly improved in terms of financial, likely financial return because of some federal money that went into the surrounding area? Do you deny that? Well, you know, I don't know that I own it. My wife might own it. I don't know. There's a shell corporation. The shell corporation is called Land Management and Real Estate. It doesn't say James Comer. That's the idea behind a shell corporation. Now, the mind-boggling hypocrisy. Now, hypocrisy is universally reviled. Everybody loves to pick up on it. Most people are guilty of it at some point in their own lives, too. That's why they hate it. But take a look at this impeachment. The two chairmen of the impeachment committees or the committees that are going to be used to impeach. One of them is the Oversight Committee. One of them is the Judiciary Committee. And the two chairs are James Comer and Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. Jordan is hitting Hunter Biden for not showing up. And by the way, he did show up. He just said, I'm not going to give a closed door. I'm not going to get beaten over the head with a blackjack back there because of the 18 depositions or so you've taken, you've disclosed two, and the other 16 you lied about. I'm not going to say something and hear you lying about it. So why don't we do it in the open? I have some advice for Hunter. Hunter, just have somebody wire you. Have the FBI wire you. And go in there. They can't check under your clothes. And then just do the deposition, have a transcript made. But the problem is they sometimes hold it in a secure room and they sweep you and all this kind of stuff. These are very sneaky people, by the way. And the other chairman is the guy who has a terrific, he thinks, shell company that's hiding real estate title, basically trying not to attribute it to him in Kentucky. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, this Republican Party is something, isn't it, Matt? We've got two wars looming that we've got to make some decisions on. This border situation. And this is the best they got. You know, in my mind, you know what they're going to come up with on Hunter Biden? He's Joe Biden's son. That'll be it. That'll be the end of that. But they talked about this morning on one of the shows I'm watching, 1948, when Truman went against the do-nothing Congress. These guys would make that Congress look like they're really doing something. These people are pathetic. You know, elected to do the people's work, and this is what we're getting.
Yeah, that's a really good insight. And Truman in 1948 did do that. He fought back. He was down in the polls. He was a hell of a lot lower in the polls than Joe Biden is right now, a lot lower. And he goes, this is a do-nothing Congress. You know, get off your duff and do something. And he was specific about the bills that had to be done now. But the Democratic congressman from Hawaii just said, look, there's no Agriculture Appropriations Act. We're coming up of the 12 bills that are needed to fund the government. They finally today passed the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which we're going to talk in an upcoming segment. But with the rest of them, I mean, what's going on is that they're sitting there. They couldn't even elect a speaker. They threw one speaker out. Then they torpedoed a few other speakers. Then they finally came up with a guy, and now they're turning on him. You know, how bad is that? Really, how bad is that? Coming up, a lot of weather, a lot of news, and the Regents do a revote with Voss.
Tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will not hear a lawsuit brought by Democrats to end the state's taxpayer-funded private school voucher program. The justices turned the case down yesterday without any comment. State lawmakers are considering keeping athletes transitioning from male to female out of women's and girls' high school and college sports in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Barbara Dittrich says it's to protect women and girls.
Biological males, you know, have higher bone density, are often taller, more muscle mass. That doesn't change with a hormone shot or a pill.
But a civil rights lawyer who testified at a Senate committee hearing yesterday warned the bills would likely be struck down as unconstitutional. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Hyde Center for the Arts in Chippewa Falls is asking for the public's help with a fundraiser to increase available parking. According to a WQOW report, the organization purchased a house next to the theater and were given the end of River Street by the city in order to turn the property into a parking lot. The fundraising goal is about $254,000, and organizers say they're only about $40,000 short. They say the distance people have to walk to the venue in the winter without available parking is a safety concern. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced a new federally funded program to reduce homelessness and support households in Wisconsin. In a press release, Governor Evers announced the Home American Rescue Plan program, which will expand safe and stable housing for low-income and housing-insecure households. The program will receive $42 million of federal funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. It will also help Wisconsin build new and affordable rental housing across the state.
And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Giannis with a new franchise record. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 64 points last night as the Bucks whipped the Pacers 140-126. 64 points with 13 rebounds, the most points scored in a single game in franchise history, surpassing Michael Redd's 57 points in 2006 against the Utah Jazz. But disappointment after the game. Giannis says the Pacers did not give him the ball to keep as a souvenir, even though the game was in Milwaukee.
Can you confirm that you have the game ball from tonight?
I really don't know. I have a ball, but I don't know if it's a game ball. It doesn't feel like the game ball to me.
College basketball. The Badgers host Jacksonville State tonight at 6. The Wisconsin Badgers volleyball team to face Texas in the NCAA semifinals tonight in Tampa. That's at 8:30. Packers pretty banged up after losing to the Giants and getting ready for the Buccaneers.
Obviously, just throughout this week, it's going to be a little bit lighter week. We had a walkthrough today, have a walkthrough tomorrow. Just kind of let guys get their bodies back.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 49 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 31. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a few afternoon showers, 45, with rain possible on Friday night into early Saturday. The weekend will be partly cloudy with highs in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Well, she
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are live. We're going to go to you in order. Do not hang up. We'll start with Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Oh, thanks as always for the thoroughness of your show, Matt. I just wanted to respond to one of your callers in the previous segment who was, number one, calling you and then dissing you and saying you don't come even near the greatness of Jonathan Turley, and that Jonathan Turley had been all about saying that, yes, an impeachment for President Biden was, on docket and could be supported. That's not what he said. And I'm looking at the Hill and the it just is so funny because it responded to what you said in terms of saying that there's a difference between an impeachment, a call for an impeachment, and a call for an impeachment inquiry, which is what has happened. And it's not the same thing. But apparently that went right by that guy, as you thought that may happen. So what Mr. Turley said back in, let's see, the date on this is September 28th, 2023, when speaking before the Republican committee said, I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment. And in fact, he even went so far as to say to the lawmakers in public that the details they had gathered to that point, quote, really do gravitate in favor of the president. That would be President Biden, end quote. There's a difference. Impeachment inquiry, impeachment, not the same thing. And it's too bad that he proved your point that most people just blur it together and aren't listening carefully and don't know the difference. So I would encourage him to listen to you a lot more closely because he'd have a much better idea of what Jonathan Turley actually said. Thanks a lot, man.
You always come up with some very, very fine detail, very interesting, important detail. Much appreciated, as always. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Andrew?
Hey, Matt Flynn. Joe was absolutely correct in all that. And hopefully the first caller will listen to your show because he just doesn't get it. And to say that, Matt, thank you for your service in the military to this country. Thank you, Matt, for your service in the legal system of this country. Thank you, Matt, for your service in the Democratic Party. Thank you, Matt, for your service providing information for us every day in a wonderful show format. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I should have called you before the holiday, but I'm thankful for you, Matt Flynn. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Thank you very much. Strokes are few and far between in this business, believe me, so it's much appreciated. Well, I'll tell you what, there has been a redo, a revote, by the Board of Regents in Wisconsin. Remember, on Saturday, it was 9-8 to reject the deal with Voss. They switched, and then by a vote of 11-6 yesterday. So that means that there were six people who switched over. And in particular, there was one influential regent who moved to redo it, which is a signal that they were going to change. And she made the very, very good point that there's, as part of the strategic plan of the University of Wisconsin, there's still a strong commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. So I want to get under this a little bit. What comes from this? What benefits come from this? And what are the sticking points? Well, the benefits that come from it is that now there'll be raises for about 35,000 people, about half the employees in the state. Work for the UW system. And I've talked to at least one chancellor on this subject who said, we're going to lose people because they can make more money working for Amazon or, working for UPS or working for FedEx or something. And we've got to be able to give them raises. They like working for UW, but you can't expect you're not going to pay them. So that's a good thing. Number one. Number two, they'll be treated equally, in other words, to everybody else. Number two, the engineering building will get built on UW-Madison's campus. Absolutely essential. UW-Madison is one of the top engineering schools in the country. You want to go there if you are a top engineering student or aspire to be. And many of their graduates, our graduates, stay in the state. And it's an important school, and private donors had put up a big chunk of the money. So it was a no-brainer. It was wrong of the Republicans to try to use that as leverage or as sort of a bribe to get the UW to change various policies. Now, what's going to happen is about a third of the DEI positions are going to be repurposed, that no one's going to get fired. And there's the people still have the same compassion for underrepresented minorities. But there's something that does concern me, and then I want to put one thing in perspective. What does concern me is apparently as part of the deal, and I'll be interested to see how this is actually implemented, the UW is going to hire a chair of conservative thought. Now, that's Orwellian. That's right out of 1984. I mean, that's the kind of thing, ideological thought. And, you know, conservative or classical liberalism, it's not defined. It's very, very shaky. Nobody knows. I don't think any of them know what it means. But remember something. If you are a professor, we want the top. We donought to be picking people based on immutable characteristics like race, gender, that kind of thing. And we also don't want to be picking them on ideologically. That, in fact, has been the basis for the attack on the University of Wisconsin right now. And in my view, it's a false attack. But I'll give you a couple of examples. How do you hire a conservative philosophy professor? You know, I can just see one of these legislative panels here, one of the committees, these gerrymandered committees sort of gaping at whoever it is. And they go, all right, he'll say, all right, is Plato a conservative or a liberal? I don't know. Sounds liberal to me. Is he the guy with the hairy arms who's Popeye's enemy? No, that's Pluto. That's Pluto. Okay. Is he the cartoon dog? No, that's another Plato. This is Plato. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. How about Aristotle? Do you think he's conservative or liberal? Sounds liberal to me. Well, I'll say something. His thought about 300 BC sort of dominated European universities to the 17th century. So the guy had something on the ball. Do you think the kid should learn about him? Okay. How about Hegel? What was he, the head of the SS? No, he wasn't the head of the SS. Yeah, no, I don't know what he is, but they probably should not learn about him. Okay. How about Kant? That doesn't sound good either. How about Nietzsche? Yeah, we should learn about him. You think he's a conservative? Yeah, well, no, he's not a conservative. You see, and then economics. We want him to learn about Adam Smith. Okay, great. Now, every economist learns about Adam Smith. How about Ricardo? Who's he? Is that I Love Lucy's husband? No, it's not. Okay. How about Friedman? No, okay. How about, you see, who are they going to hire? Because none of them in the legislature know beans about anything, literally. So what they'll hire is somebody will come in and he'll talk a good game. He'll talk right-wing woke instead of the feared left-wing woke. Who the heck picks people like that? What kind of a deal is this? What kind of a deal is this? And the other thing that really frosts me is the DEI program doesn't work as it is now anyway. But first, we are going to go to the lines to hear from Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Wisco Paul.
Yeah, good afternoon, Matt. Enjoy your show. I just have a couple of things. First of all, it was nice to see Paul Ryan call at Trump today and side with Liz Cheney and Kinzinger, but that's a whole other story. But it was nice to see somebody in Wisconsin side with them, that Trump is, I guess you could call them bonkers. Hey, but as far as the UW regions, I think it's three or four of them haven't been confirmed yet by the shadow governor, Voss. You know, they took a lot of Tony's power away way back when. So I don't think any of them voted for this, but the biggest thing I take from this is the way, well, you were held hostage by Voss, okay? And it's just the way it is. The state of Wisconsin, until we get fair maps, it's I don't know what you expect in government. But The wage thing is very, very big. That's a big thing there. And then the engineering building. So basically, I think they went back and did the right thing, only because you are being held from or hostage again by this shadow governor, I'll call him boss. And they are so petty, they can't even confirm these regions, for goodness sakes. And I don't even know if Tony's whole cabinet's been confirmed yet, but that's what you're dealing with, Matt. And I just wanted to point that out. And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Those are excellent comments, as always. Yeah, you're right on the head. I don't like this process. And what happened, though, is, and you think, you're right, the wage issue was paramount. Now, Tony Evers did bring a lawsuit arguing that Voss had no right to deny them the wages. I mean, Voss came out with a statement the other day, said they're not getting the wages. That is what people said in companies in the 1930s when they were busting labor unions and hiring Pinkertons to shoot them. I'm not kidding. Shoot them. Shoot some strikers. And this kind of cruelty that, well, some people don't deserve wages. If it's wages, you don't get them. But if somebody gets a subsidy, a company, or people get a tax break and make a heck of a lot of money, or you overlook securities fraud and all that, that's okay. This party, this Republican Party is pretty sick. And I agree that Paul Ryan, even though I disagree with many of the things he did and said when he was in the Congress, is standing up to Trump, just like Liz Cheney, just like Adam Kinzinger. But there aren't enough of them, quite frankly. So that's number one. Number two, what do you do? Now, Tony could have waited, or the regents could have waited and said, all right, let's see if Tony's lawsuit is successful. The problem is that can take a lot of time. And there are a lot of people who live paycheck to paycheck. And there are a lot of people who have nothing to do with DEI. And I'm talking about maintenance people and a lot of other people, secretaries, whatever. And at some point, they're going to look around and you're going to lose many hundreds of years of accumulated job experience in the UW system. And I think that's what was weighing on their minds. It is true that the Senate has refused to confirm some of Evers' appointments. Some of them held up for a long time. They wouldn't confirm the DNR appointment so they could leave Dentist Fred. Remember Dentist Fred? Dentist Fred, remember him? But they finally did confirm him because when Dentist Fred left, he had succeeded and they had succeeded in making sure that there were cancer-causing chemicals in all the water in this state, all of it. There's no county you can go to and go, I'm gonna fish here, I'm going to eat those fish, and I'm fine. Maybe you're fine. The manufacturers, the Republican Party, and Dentist Fred was their tool, and they achieved that. And because frequently he would vote, and it'd be a one-vote majority with Dentist Fred. So they did it there. The regents, you're right, they've done it. They've done it on the technical colleges, and then they eventually confirm after they've done their damage, after they've done their dirty work. So the one thing, and I was about to talk about it, but I'll just hurry it up here. The DEI programs have to be relooked at. African-American enrollment in the UW system went from 2 to 3%. That's ridiculous. The African-American population in this state is a lot more than 3%. What this has done is some DEI programs, and it's worse than the Ivy League, but some of them are really kind of just functioning to bring in students from other countries who are anti-Semitic, are frankly threatening. And I would like to see DEI programs that concentrate on getting larger numbers of our American, African-American friends into the college, Latinos and indigenous people here in the United States. Okay, coming up. Trump threatens two senators and one of them caves and endorses him. Coming up.
Your
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do you realize how much control Trump is exercising over the Republican Party? They're scared of him. They're absolutely scared of him. There are two senators. And by the way, I see you on the lines. I'll get to you right away. Hang on. Do not hang up. Two senators, Cruz and Hawley, two of my least favorite senators, have actively hurt the United States for many years, but neither of them had endorsed Trump. So Trump put out a statement the other day and said, they better watch it. It's going to be close. They could lose. Immediately, Hawley caved. Immediately, that skunk caved. Skunk caved, and he endorsed Trump. Please, please, Mr. Trump, don't primary Mr. Trump. Please, please, please. Cruz has not so far. But the fear of a primary is impelling a lot of these people and impelled many, many of those Republican congressmen who voted to impeach Joe Biden. If one of them, or to start an impeachment inquiry, if one of them had not done it, all hell would have broken loose. And the question arises, where are the Liz Cheneys in the Republican Party, the Adam Kinzigers, now the Paul Ryans, people who stand up to Trump? And why is the rank and file simply going along with it? My own view is the rank and file may not go along with it. The guy Kemp in Georgia told Trump to pound sand, and he got reelected just fine. Just fine. We're going to the lines. Adrian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Adrian, what's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Now, for the past several years, the Social Security Administration has been collecting less money in tax revenue than what it pays out in benefits, which means we've been drawing down the balance in the Social Security Administration trust fund. And at the current rate, we have about 11, 12 years before the trust fund is depleted. And given the extreme partisanship that seems to rule our political system these days, I don't know that I have much confidence that the parties are going to be able to get together and craft some kind of a deal to fix the Social Security funding problem for the long run. And I was just wondering what you thought about that problem.
That's an excellent question. And I'm going to give you my response. Obviously, we're unlikely to solve the problem in a couple of minutes on Matt Flynn Direct. But here's the background. The truth is that money is collected by people, wage earners and their employers. It puts in and it's paid out. And it's true that as people age and the demographics are such that there are more people now drawing on Social Security, there will be anyway shortly, than paying in terms of the proportion. Remember, back in the 1930s, it was passed in 1935. And in 1935, the Republican Party opposed it. And it passed because Roosevelt had a majority in the House and the Senate. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court were like our tarantulas. They were right-wing tarantulas. And they signaled they were going to hold it unconstitutional, believe it or not. And that was when Roosevelt said, if they do that, there's nothing in the Constitution that says I can't appoint more Supreme Court justices, and I'm going to appoint seven more, and then it'll pass. And they all chickened out, and one of them, one chicken, flipped, and 5-4, they upheld Social Security. But one problem we have is if you continue to vote people like Mike Johnson and people like Donald Trump and all that, at some point, this Supreme Court already, in Citizens United, said that statutes limiting expenditures by companies and secret individuals was unconstitutional, when for 100 years, a number of Supreme Courts and a number of Congresses kept reaffirming and reaffirming the ban. And these just guys said, well, they got it wrong. It is not beyond, they're the ones who said, okay, Dobbs, Roe v. Wade got it wrong. Remember, that's what they said. How about Shelby County? Well, there's not going to be Voting Rights Act because the Congress and 50 years, 60 years at that point, of jurisprudence in the Supreme Court, they all got it wrong. We're smarter than they are. It is not inconceivable if you consider, if you continue to voluntarily vote for fascist government, voluntarily, that some Supreme Court, and remember, Clarence Thomas has been on the Supreme Court for 30 years, he could easily go 20 more, 50 years. Of 5-4 decisions, he's bribed, and his donors are changing our freedoms. So I'm assuming that that won't happen, but be very, very alert to something like that happening, even to Social Security. But now Social Security and Medicare, let's take them together. Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan in the early 80s got together and they solved Medicare. For one thing, they said that you're going to pay based on all your income. There's not going to be like a bar. Like right now, it's somewhere around 149, 150 grand. Over that, you don't pay any Social Security. One possibility that has been discussed is extending it like Medicare. The other one is freezing it at, say, 150 and then kicking it back in at 400 so that people can make a little money in small businesses, but then it kicks back in. Those are other proposals. There have been changes. We know that there have been changes in when you can get full Social Security. It used to be 65. Now it's going up, depending on your age cohort. There's this Simpson-Bowles Act, which nobody remembers anymore, but Simpson was a Republican congressman from Wyoming, and Bowles was a Democrat, and they came up with a bipartisan plan. Labor unions opposed it. The Chamber of Commerce opposed it. Probably some of its provisions are worth looking at, although you might not want to enact the whole thing. I'm confident, Adrian, that when push comes to shove, two things are going to happen. They are not going to stop paying Social Security benefits. If they do that, even the most conservative Republicans are going to balk. And why is that? Because before Social Security in the 1920s, for instance, old folks, you know, they had to move in with their kids, or if they didn't have kids or any relatives, they sat in unheated apartments or in huts out in the rural areas and ate cat food, you know, that kind of thing. You can't have that again. And the second thing is nobody is going to want to drive a deficit up to fund it. And there will be changes just like there have been up till now, but they're going to wait to the last minute, brinksmanship, as always. That's my view of it right now. I'm very confident in America, very confident in our ability. Coming up, a lot of news and weather and the National Defense Authorization Act, some provisions about it you may not know.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself.
We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The UN.